folks, back on the Boston Man Show, in front of the show, Coach Jack Owens, Miami Redhawks, out of the MAC Conference, 8-6 on the year, out in foreign conference play. Coach Owens, man, good to talk to you, my brother. How you doing, man?
Doing well, man. It's good to see you, man. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, indeed. Well, Coach, let me go back to March, man, and when you guys had to separate ways and go home, and for your upperclassmen who won't be coming back and people who are leaving the program, how was it, man, to have to leave on that kind of note when you have your mindset on playing a conference tournament and all of a sudden it's all over, then everybody goes in separate ways, and then it's a month to see everybody again? How was that for you and your staff and your players, man?
Yeah, it was tough. Just from the standpoint, you know, we thought we were playing our best basketball at the end of the year. I believe we won 3 out of 4 last games. We go on the road and we beat a good Buffalo team, you know, in the MAC tournament, and then head to Cleveland to play a Northern Illinois team that we felt we matched up well against, and just thought we had an opportunity there to prolong our season. And it's just, it was unfortunate from the standpoint, you know, we had some, you know, seniors and one guy in particular, and Bam Bowman, who's done a lot for our program over the last 3 years. And since we've gotten here and started the program, to see him not have the opportunity to continue to play was difficult. But, you know, like everyone else in the country, we had to just lock in and move on and move forward. And, you know, once we got back to campus, you know, campus was shut down and the guys had to go home and everything was, you know, far as school was done remotely.
Yeah, and how was that for you guys? I know for me, Coach, it would suck. I had to go to school remotely, man. I would be terrible at that, man. My own devices, do what I want to, not in that classroom. But how was it for you guys? I know your academic advisors played a big role in it. Your sister coaches played a big role in it. How was it? Can't keep those young men from not letting the academic slip when they was at home and they're back in their own environments again.
You said it. You said it. You hit it. You hit the nail on the head in regards to our academic advisor did a great job. We here in Miami, we have a unique situation. It's a great academic institution. You know, we have the resources and those kind of things to make sure our student athletes are, you know, taken care of, you know, and able to be successful. But our academic advisor, Aaron did a great job, and our assistant coaches did an unbelievable job as well. You know, it was a deal where we couldn't go out physically and recruit far as leave campus. So monitoring our guys daily, weekly was very important. They stay on top of their academics. And I had to give our guys credit. They did a great job as well, you know, staying on top of it. As hard as it was, the guys did a good job staying on top of their academics. And, you know, we had over a 3.0 GPA as a team. So, you know, I was proud of that, the way the guys conducted themselves and handled their business in the classroom.
And, Coach, this summer, you know, racial injustice going on with all that stuff going on in the country, the election and stuff, and being away from you guys, if you can talk to somebody directly as a staff and a team. How was using that Zoom platform to help your guys understand what's going on in our world, in our country, so they wouldn't get overwhelmed with all the negativity that they were seeing daily on social media, TV, and the internet? So how was that for you guys, kind of keep your young men focused and understand really what's going on around them?
Yeah, you know what, it you know, this year, the last 2 years have just been challenging from a lot of different areas. You're talking social injustice. You're talking COVID-19. Man, as you talked about, I know we were in college around the same time. I try to put myself in their shoes and think about everything that they have to go through. Man, it's challenging. You know, I you know, think about this. With that going on, you know, as a freshman, a kid that's a senior in high school transitioning to his freshman year, having all this go on where, you know, not only does he, you know, I'm just thinking as me, you know, going back to when I was in high school, you're not able to go to your prom. You're not able to do X, Y, and Z with your friends. You're in complete shutdown mode. And then things going on from a social injustice standpoint to where, you know, they never dealt with this before. And on top of that, there's a pandemic. You know, so like there's a different layers of this onion as you peel back. It's like, man, all we can do is, you know, be there for our guys the best way we can and let them know we're there for them. But through all that and through prayer and talking to my team, it allowed for healthy discussions. When you're talking about the social injustice to where, you know, you have guys that have to understand that certain guys are going through things and feel a certain way because, you know, they never had to go through certain things. You know, as I had a white player say to a black teammate in regards to, you know, hey, man, I never had to go through that, but I have empathy for you. And it's hard for me to understand that you guys have to go through that. And for us to have that kind of dialogue was amazing because, you know, when I came through or when we came through, you know, those conversations wasn't, you know, happening.
It was taboo.
It was taboo. Yes, for sure. To where, hey, on the surface, I've heard of this, but I'm not aware of this, but just keeping it real, it allowed for, you know, student athletes, peers to have healthy discussions, and it's on everyone's radar. And I think that's the positive side of what happened and transpired this summer, to where we were able to have real dialogue, and, you know, it was powerful for our team. And that transition, not just for the month of May or the month of June or July, August, it's on our radar now. And I think as we continue to move forward, this is something that we need to continue to talk about. So, you know, it don't just go away when we get back to some normalcy at some point.
No doubt, Coach. Now I've transformed my show to a degree to be more talking about the issues, because now, Coach, I'll tell you, I've lost 4 sponsors because of it, but I don't care, because I'm doing what's right for me and my community. I'm 33 years old, black man with a platform. I'm going to use it for good, right? And educate listeners globally, along with my Chattanooga to Macon, about really what's going on in our country and why I feel the way I feel, and about how I was raised and shaped, and why I think the way I think, and why I look at stuff a certain way. Because when you're non-white, you have a sense, you think of stuff differently. It's just plain and simple. You know, there's a lens that you can't color through. You know what I'm saying? And I want to use my show to show that you can't color through that lens, because it's different for me than it is for you and your people.
Yeah. I totally understand that. And you know what, I think at the end of the day, you know, no matter what your race or what you believe, I always say you start with love. You know, yes. I think if you treat people the right way and you love on people and you treat people the way you want to be treated in every walk of life, I think that's the way we could take a step, you know. And I think it's unfortunate you have to go through that, and it is what it is, but I do see hope or light at the end of the tunnel, because we have young people, you know, their heart is pure and they just want to treat people the right way. And that's the beauty of what I see, you know, and the way, you know, I was raised, you were raised, you know, everybody's, you know, everybody walk is different, you know.
Oh, yes.
But we all want to get to the same place. So now as my team, and obviously I'm here at Miami, the things we focus on is just trying to take each day and make it better for the next generation. And that's what I see. I see this generation here having healthy discussions and really, you know, talking about things that need to be discussed and not just putting them on the back burner, but at the same time, do it out of love and understanding that, you know, we can make this a better place for the next generation and so on. And that's what I like in regards to my team. And I see the young people here in Miami having these healthy discussions as we move forward. And that's the beauty of all of this, in my opinion.
Now, I was encouraged by seeing what Kennesaw did, Georgia Tech did, Georgia State did, with their young men coming together during the election time here in the runoff election, doing what they did. I was like, I was supposed to see these young men from our watch life out here pushing voting at their ages. I'm like, wow. So credit to Amir, Rob, and Josh, and those guys, letting their guys be involved that way, doing that critical election we had here in Georgia, and over runoff elections there. So, Coach, you're right. These young kids today, because I'm 33, you're a little older than me, they're about it, Coach. They're about doing it the right way and loving each other and being together as one, having a we mentality, whether it be just it's about we and us being better together.
Yeah, no, that's good. But it's you're talking about the leadership of, I know, personally, two of the three I know of, Josh, but Amir and Rob, I mean, I know those guys personally. I mean, their leadership, and this has nothing to do with basketball. Those guys' heart is in the right place, and they understand big picture, you know, how important it is to have you know, to have their players and people vote. You know, I think that's another positive thing that came out of all this is that, you know, I know my team and our conference here in the MAC and how we push voting and overall the NCAA, you know, how they push how important it is for athletes to vote and make that or mandated that to be a day off. So I think those are the positives that we have to take. And as we continue to move forward, just continue to try to lead the people that are underneath us in the best way we can.
And Coach, as you guys came out to campus, Coach, how was you trying to get those young men ramped up? Because I know they want to get out there and ball real fast, man. Having to kind of do a slow ramp for those young men. How was it for you guys, man, kind of keep guys from getting hurt so that you all can jump into it and get in a rhythm like you are now in February into March here, get ready for that MAC tournament coming up here in March there?
Yeah, as you know, it's very important, you know, that you be smart, you know, use some wisdom in regards to, you know, when you get, you know, we were very fortunate to have our guys come back July for a few weeks and work with them. And then they went home for 2 months or so, 2.5 months. So that was a tough transition period. And then you're getting them back and, you know, where you could have workouts and you actually can do some practice where you have to be smart. So you just don't rush into it to where you have those soft tissue injuries or, you know, you have guys, have, you know, I guess ACL tears, MCL, you don't want that because of everything else they've been through. So, you know, we were very fortunate. My administration and training staff did a great job of allowing us to work back to where we needed to get. And we took it slow as we could, you know, in regards to how we went about approaching our conditioning, our practices to transitioning to playing games throughout this time.
And to only be play 14 games in February is like rare. That's like non-con almost, you know, and the only way playing 14. So you haven't really hit your stride yet. You're still growing and building those blocks every day because, you know, you only play 14 games. Experience is the best teacher in my opinion. So the more you play, hopefully you will peak when it counts the most in March there and make a good run and give some hay and get to that tournament, that big dance you all want to get to.
Absolutely. And you're right. You know, this year is all, you know, it's all different. You have to be able to adapt and just move on. And, you know, I have to give my guys credit, man. They've done a great job of, you know, if there's a postponed game or something comes up where we can't play a game to, you know, my staff, they've done a good job of just keeping our guys in the right place mentally because what these guys are going through, you know, this year and the end of last year is just, you know, unprecedented time. And we have to be able to adapt to certain things and obviously keep a cool head. And at the end of the day, you still have to go out and produce and play a game when you have that opportunity. And we've just taken the approach to embracing every opportunity that we have and try to play to the best of our ability at the highest level that we can. And I have a good group here. I have a great group of guys who, you know, want to compete and they want to play for each other. And that's the beauty of our team. And, you know, we lost last night, a hard fought game. But, you know, we're going to bounce back and have another opportunity on Saturday to ride the ship. But, you know, we're competing as one of the top half teams in our league in the MAC who's, you know, you have good coaches, good players in this league. And every night that you go out, you got to be hooked up and ready to go. But I do believe, you know, we're one of the top teams in this league as well, as long as we continue doing the things we've been doing over the last few weeks.
You kind of mentioned, tell us about the trip to Buffalo on this weekend, man. A tough trip up to Buffalo. They always a tough team to play, man. Since Nate Oates has been there, he left, but the guy about the Nate Oates is tough as well. Tell us about that team you're going up there on the road and see those guys up there in New York, man.
Yeah, man, you know what? They're well coached. They're very talented. But I can say this every night we play here in the MAC. This is a great league. You have good coaches, but Buffalo's a good team. And, like you mentioned, they haven't missed a beat, really. You know, they're one of the top teams in this league, and it's going to be a hard-fought game, you know. And with that game, you have to be able to match their physicality. They're one of the best rebounding teams in our league, but not just in our league, in the country. And they have talent, you know, as good as anyone in this league, and they're well-coached, and they're going to compete. And, you know, like I said, we were very fortunate to beat them last year and to knock them out of the MAC tournament. So, we played them earlier this year, and they're one of the games that we lost. So I know this is going to be a hard fought game, and I'm looking forward to Saturday, as I know my team is, to have this opportunity on Saturday.
That's one for you, Coach. What was your quarantine hobby? Mine was playing the guitar, man, and doing a lot of walking on these trails around here in Atlanta, man. What was your quarantine hobby, man?
You know what? It was an opportunity for me to spend time with my family. You're talking about time that we're usually out recruiting and doing certain things. Obviously, it was not a lot that we can do. So we did a lot of walks, like you said. We did, you know, we shot hoops on our in our driveway. We played card games. You know, we obviously, we had service or in regards to church at home, via the Zoom or internet. So, you know, those things, you know, I definitely took advantage of, just being able to spend time with my wife and my kids. And, you know, obviously the time that I was able to spend with the guys via Zoom was all important, but I cherished the time that I had with my family, because normally you don't have those opportunities to go on the walks that you're talking about, or walk the dog, or play the card games that you're able to play. But man, it was tough. I think we wore out the Netflix and those kind of things, watching movies. But you just embrace the time that you were able to have with your family.
Coach Owens, much love to you, my brother, against Buffalo Saturday. Hope to talk to you again real soon, man. You know, I always want to talk to you every year, man. So best luck to y'all. Cheer for y'all all the time, my guy.
I appreciate you, man. Stay safe out here, man. And hopefully we get to some normalcy soon. But, man, I appreciate you having me on.
Anytime, Coach. Be good now.
All right. Thank you.
All right.